Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, news for Thursday, May 21st. Today is National Strawberries and Cream Day, which sounds peaceful, classy, and completely unlike most of the news cycle. So maybe treat yourself accordingly. It's also National Memo Day, so memo to all of us, slow down for Mule Day's traffic, watch for pedestrians, and maybe don't try to argue with a mule. They've had longer to practice being stubborn. Coming up today, Bishop Police have released an update on an arson arrest following Tuesday morning's Bivvy fire. Local leaders are praising the coordinated emergency response. Bishop Police are reminding residents and visitors to stay safe during Mule Days. Bishop City Park is ready for the Inyo Council for the Arts show after the windstorm cleanup. Inyo County Health and Human Services is recognizing EMS Week. Klondike Lake opens soon for limited boating and fishing. County landfills will close for Memorial Day. Mono County is hiring in public health, and we'll have sports and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is sponsored by the committee to elect Dana Crome, Inyo County Superior Court Judge. Dana Crome is running for Inyo County Superior Court Judge with a focus on competent, fair, and impartial justice for everyone in Inyo County. With more than 35 years of legal experience across criminal and civil law, deep community ties, and a record of leadership and professionalism, Dana Crome says she is ready to serve Inyo County on the Superior Court bench. Learn more at electdanacromejudge.com. Ad paid for by the committee to elect Dana Crome Superior Court Judge 2026. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. The Bishop Police Department has released an update on an arson arrest following Tuesday morning's Bivvy fire. On Tuesday, May 19th, at approximately 1:52 a.m., Bishop Police Department alongside the Bishop Fire Department were dispatched to a structure fire with entrapment at the Eastside Guesthouse in Bivvy, located at 777 North Main Street in Bishop. Bishop police officers arrived on scene and started evacuations of nearby residents who are currently occupying rooms at the Eastside Guesthouse in Bivvy. Chief Russell arrived on scene and established the Bivvy command. Chief Russell received information from Bishop PD that all occupants made it out safely from all structures on the property. Suspicious items located on scene prompted a multi-agency investigation. Investigators from Bishop Police Department, Bishop Fire Department, Inyo County Sheriff's Department, Inyo County District's Attorney's Office, and CAL FIRE arson and bomb investigations all came together collaboratively to investigate and identify a potential suspect. Later that afternoon, investigators located 46-year-old female Narcona Stevenson of Ridgecrest and arrested Stevenson on the following charges: 22 counts felony attempted murder, 1 count felony arson causing great bodily injury, 1 count felony PRCS violation, 1 count misdemeanor disorderly conduct, loiter on private property, 1 count misdemeanor use or under the influence of controlled substance, 1 count misdemeanor possess unlawful paraphernalia, 1 count misdemeanor unlawful possession or use of tear gas or tear gas weapon, 1 count misdemeanor give false ID to PO. Stevenson is being held at the Inyo County Jail on $850,000 bail. The Bishop Police Department would like to thank all involved agencies for their time and effort investigating and locating Stevenson. There were 22 occupants at the Bivvy at the time of the fire, and with the assistance of Inyo County Health and Human Services, all the displaced residents were sheltered in local hotels. Leads discovered in the course of the investigation included video evidence, and various cameras in the area helped investigators identify the suspect. Praising the efforts of the collaborative investigation and the agencies that took part, Inyo County District Attorney Dana Crome said, "This was truly a coordinated effort, and in my mind, it is absolutely amazing that we went from a fire less than 24 hours ago to a suspect in custody." Regarding the response from local fire personnel, Bishop Fire Department Chief Brett Russell noted, "I'd also like to let the public know what an amazing and professional organization that you have serving the community of Bishop." He said the nature of the fire is a testament to the capabilities that we have as an organization. The call that dropped as a fully involved working structure fire with entrapments is a tone out that nobody wants to hear. And your Bishop Fire Department showed up displaying excellence. And I could not be more proud, and the public should be just as proud. Thank you to all the first responders from us here at Eastern Sierra Now. As we celebrate Mule Days 2026, the Bishop Police Department would like to remind all residents and visitors that this is a time for fun, family, and community. With an increase in visitors throughout town during the week, please use extra caution while driving and be mindful of pedestrians, bicyclists, mule crossings, and increased traffic. Drivers should expect delays and occasional roadway congestion due to mule and livestock movement associated with Mule Days events. Please slow down, stay patient, and use extra caution in areas with increased pedestrian and animal traffic. If you're riding a bicycle, make sure you follow the rules of the road. If you're riding on e-bike, please ensure it is a legal and properly equipped e-bike. As a reminder, Bishop Police Department personnel will be out in full force throughout the week to help ensure events run smoothly and safely for everyone attending Mule Days. Help keep Mule Days safe and enjoyable for everyone by staying alert, driving responsibly, and looking out for one another. If services are needed, call the non-emergency line at 760-873-5866 or call 911 for emergencies. The department looks forward to a safe and enjoyable Mule Days 2026 for our entire community and all of our visitors. After the tremendous windstorm, the City of Bishop is incredibly grateful for the city's amazing parks team who worked hard to get the park ready for Mule Days. Thanks to their efforts, the annual Inyo Council for the Arts show at the park will take place as planned. The city looks forward to continuing this great Bishop tradition. During National Emergency Medical Services Week, Inyo County Health and Human Services thanks our local EMS and fire crews. It feels simple to say, but it carries the weight of everything you do for our community, often without recognition and always without hesitation, whether responding in the middle of the night, navigating difficult conditions, or providing calm in moments of chaos, your dedication does not go unnoticed. You show up when it matters most, bringing skill, compassion, and professionalism to every call. In a place like ours where distance, weather, and limited resources can add to the challenge, your commitment makes an even greater impact. You are not just first responders. You are a critical lifeline, a source of reassurance, and a reflection of what community truly means. Inyo County Health and Human Services is grateful for your service, your sacrifices, and your unwavering readiness to help others. Thank you for all that you do today and every day. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events.
Klondike Lake will be open May 22nd to September 7th, 2026 for limited public boating use and fishing on weekends only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 9 a.m. to sunset. Boat access to Klondike Lake is free this summer. To prevent the spread of invasive quagga, zebra, and golden mussels, all boats must be inspected prior to launching at Klondike. Starting this year, all boats are required to have a free Eastern Sierra Golden Mussel Collective sticker. Visit the Bishop Inspection Station at 620 South Main Street, Bishop, prior to your first trip to Klondike to get the 2026 Mussel Collective sticker for the season. Hours are 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., expected to be open through October. There is no charge for the sticker, and visitors can get a complimentary wash. After watercrafts have been inspected and granted access, visitors can enjoy the lake all day. Please note, the recreational user with smaller, non-motorized watercraft not supported with a trailer can access the lake at any time. Inyo County Recycling and Waste Management reminds residents that all county landfills will be closed on Monday, May 25th for the Memorial Day holiday. The landfills will be open during their regular hours the rest of the week. Mono County Health and Human Services Public Health Division is hiring a health program manager in clinical services. They are seeking a motivated and experienced professional to lead and support clinical health programs serving the community. This is an excellent opportunity to join a dedicated public health team making a meaningful impact in rural healthcare. Competitive pay starts at $122,000 and benefits include paid holidays, education program, health, dental, and vision, 401k pension plans, and more. Apply online at monocounty.ca.gov/jobs. Recently, we had the pleasure of sitting down with Executive Director for Mule Days, Donna Bird. Donna had this to say about the events this week.
Things really start to heat up on Friday night.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So you have the first of the main arena shows. Saturday morning, you
parade.
Have our world famous parade,
yeah.
Which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And then directly after the parade, we have the grand entry into the Saturday afternoon main arena show,
okay.
Which starts at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So we go from 1 to about 3:30 on that. We catch our breath for a couple hours. And then beginning at 7 o'clock, we have the second of our main arena shows on Saturday. Following that, we have our dance.
Oh, okay.
And then that's an insanely busy day.
Yes.
It's wonderful, though.
And who's playing at the dance?
We just signed local talent Giacomo.
Oh,
and
good.
His
okay.
band.
Yes. The Midway? Is it? Do they call them so? Midwatch. The Midwatch. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
So very excited. So that
they're
just
so good.
That
yeah.
just hit Facebook today.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, we're
that's
featuring
a fun one.
Featuring some local talent
good.
This year.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
So as opposed to like, okay, we're going to bring in this name. It's like,
yeah.
come watch your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Perform.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited
that
about
is great.
That.
Yeah.
And that just happened yesterday.
Okay.
And so then Saturday night, the dance. Sunday morning is Cowboy Church, obviously.
Love that.
Open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And then wrapping up our amazing weekend is the 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon show, which we're very proud is our Veterans Salute.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we've moved that show up from later in the afternoon because people are tired
yeah,
by then.
Right.
And the later afternoon show was a little hard on our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've moved it up so it's more of a flow through the week. And then we'll have some, we haven't quite figured out the details on how we're going to do this yet, but we want to make sure we highlight our contestants who have done so well during the week and
oh.
won these world championships. And so we're working on putting together like an awards assembly on
oh,
the COSO stage,
yeah.
you know, roll out the red carpet,
uh-huh.
you know,
that's
have some fun
idea.
Doing that.
Right, yeah.
The farm-to-table market picks up tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. Mammoth Lakes Tourism launches Certified Unreal and Visitation. Vitality tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at Gomez's Mexican Restaurant. This free community event is open to all. The Inyo County Free Library will be hosting a presentation on blood pressure awareness at the Bishop Library tonight at 6 p.m. Medical personnel from Mammoth Hospital and Inyo County Health and Human Services will provide information on monitoring blood pressure, heart-healthy diets, and county resources. Inyo Council for the Arts is hosting their annual Memorial Day Weekend Arts and Crafts Fair at the Bishop City Park from Friday to Monday. Hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday. The Mammoth Cares trash pickup will take place on Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Yodeler Restaurant. Help with trash cleanup around the mountain or support the e-waste drive. Volunteers can enjoy a free taco bar, music games, and raffle prizes. You had me at Taco Bar. Mono County Animal Services is holding its annual Mule Days dog adoption event on Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tail Waggers in Bishop. Visit their booth and meet some great dogs for adoption. The Big Pine American Legion Auxiliary Unit 457 is hosting a Memorial Day service on Monday, May 25th. Flags will be placed on veteran headstones at Crocker Cemetery at 8 a.m. and Woodman Cemetery at 8:30 a.m. And a service will be held at the Veterans Memorial Triangle at 11 a.m. And the Lone Pine VFW Post 8036 will also be hosting a Memorial Day service on Monday, May 25th. A service will be held at the Mount Whitney Cemetery at 11 a.m. and lunch will be served at the Post afterwards. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Thursday, May 21st. Thanks for listening and for staying connected with what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to the committee to elect Dana Crome, Inyo County Superior Court Judge, for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. We'll keep bringing you Eastern Sierra Now news on KIBS KBOV every weekday, 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. And when you want to stay plugged in between broadcasts, you'll find us at EasternSierraNow.com and on the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app and across social media and YouTube with local videos, interviews, entertainment, and more. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great day. Enjoy Mule Days. Thank a first responder. And remember, if you're moving through Bishop this week, drive like there's a mule, a tourist, and a parade float around every corner. Because there probably is. See you later.